This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Y'all.
Hey.
We back.
We're back.
I'm back.
Why just you, solo?
Because I took the break.
A break, yes.
I took a break.
Mm-hmm.
And Mikey joined me.
How you feeling?
I feel really good.
Rejuvenated?
I do.
I don't know another word for rejuvenated. I'm thinking of like all the hair commercials. Refreshed?
Yeah, like the Olay commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They used to sound like they're about orgasms.
All of them.
In the shower.
I swear to God, they think they're talking about shampoo.
Yes.
But
yes, I feel great. I Patreon knew about our break, but we didn't really have time. The way that the break was set up, Drew is also happy to be back. And
yeah.
She's talking now, for real. But the way that our break was set up, we didn't have time to do an episode about the break. But that's coming.
Yeah, it is. And we're looking forward to that. It's gonna be fun. We have actually, I'm looking forward to everything that we're about to do. Because this should be a fun season. Coming off of like some rest.
Yeah.
This is just gonna look a little different.
Not necessarily relaxation, but definitely some.
Let's take it from the top.
Some rest.
Hey, y'all.
What? Hey.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I am Mikey.
Oh my God. And I'm Randy.
And this is episode 44. So, are we going to have sex?
Did we really not ever say
we
the title?
We did not intro
is
the title.
Is that why you were looking at me crazy because I'll suck to your baby?
Yep. Before we get into it, we have some listener feedback we are going to share.
Yeah, I got a voicemail.
Got a voicemail. Sweet. Who is it? What are they saying? What are they talking
Yasmin.
About?
Yasmin. I did a program with her when I was in middle school. She was part of the program that we were both in. And Mikey's trying to get Drew to be quiet.
Why you keep talking?
And yeah, it was a really sweet voicemail. We wanted to play it because she sent it right before we took the break and there wasn't time to play an episode. Anyway, we about to put it in here. And
is this what you want tonight? Is this where you at?
She wants her mom to do lots of editing. But Patreon, y'all know y'all get this episode. Y'all get this one. But yeah, okay, y'all. So we're back. Everybody get into this episode. It is Mikey's lead. He's looking like he want to leave me and Drew.
We hope you enjoy.
And we hope you enjoy.
Hey, Mikey and Randy. This is Yasmin from East Point, Georgia. Yes, Southwest Atlanta, Mikey. It's not that bad. But I just wanted to say happy anniversary, guys. I've truly, truly, truly enjoyed this year of your podcasting. I just remember Randy from back in the day at Rich Reckless being just this little sweet, smart, funny girl. And just to see you evolve into this woman, this mother, this wife, but still very relatable because I am Black and millennial, but I am very single sis. So I just wanted to let y'all know that I truly enjoy this podcast. I wish you much success and I want it to grow bigger and bigger. And congratulations on baby Drew. What a blessing, especially after coming from having to deal with the miscarriage. So I just really want to say congratulations, you guys, and keep it going. I would do a relationship nightmare story, but or horror story, but y'all ain't ready for mine. But we'll see. So bye, guys.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
I've been a father since I was a toddler. I would thank you, Yasmin, again. Mikey still says East Point.
Because
ain't
look, East Point isn't. Thank you, Drew. East Point ain't Atlanta.
But
it's not your fault that it's not. It's just it's outside the
did
city limits.
Did she say Atlanta or Georgia?
It's outside. She said Southwest Atlanta. Yes. It's Southwest the outskirts of Atlanta. But thank you, though. We appreciate it. I really should stop being this way, but I can't help it.
Mikey thinks that only a certain amount of people are actually from Atlanta.
Southwest Atlanta can. The SWATs count. It's just that it ain't really. It's not. Just, she know what I'm talking about. It's fine. You from Atlanta, girl.
Anyway, thank you again, Yasmin.
For the feedback and the.
Yes. And the affirmation and the anniversary. You know, shout out. Because we are happy to be here.
We actually have been like living in like a little season of happiness, kind of.
Yeah.
Which is a lot different than where we were this
thank
time
you,
last year.
Brene Brown for and your thank Netflix you, special.
Drew April.
Girl, you better take this puff for
mother needs to shut you up. That's right. There we go. Ooh, pacifier. Keep it in your mouth.
Y'all, this may just be an episode featuring Drew because I'm going to just right. have to, we got the, she want to talk. Okay.
Shout out to Randy for that beautiful punch in. This is episode 44 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. So, are we going to have sex?
Take two.
I love you.
I love you too.
This episode is sponsored by the good folks over at Patreon.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, the Black Millennial Marriage Patreon features additional content like Randy's blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer. Mikey's Daddy Journal's additional mini and bonus episodes, early access to what's going on with our family. So if you were curious about what was going on with a break, you would have found out if you were on Patreon and more. If this sounds like something that you might be interested in, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. Now,
In this episode,
we are. I ain't gonna lie. I was holding back laughter because I could have sworn to God she was gonna start screaming again.
No, she tired. Leave alone. She looking is. At you like she's sad. Like, that
ain't all right. In this episode, we're gonna talk about a very interesting conversation that came up when I found out that Randy hates the sex that we have. I'm joking. That's not what this is about. You'll find out in a minute. But first, we're going to start off with this love story.
Right.
We'll wrap our episode up with a fight or flight and some much needed PDA. But before we get into it, what you got for us, baby? What's our love story today?
All right. Yeah. So my love story is actually from a listener. And I didn't tell you about this because I didn't want you to take it and read it during your week. She sent it in April.
Why can't I get a good story?
Because you already used one of the stories for your love story. And it was hilarious.
I don't remember that. Nobody remembers that.
It was hilarious. And I feel like now I want people to laugh with me, you know, because you're not the only fucking funny one. Excuse me. Whoa. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Oh, okay. I know where that came from. I know exactly where that came from, but that's okay.
Where'd it come from, Mike?
Just years of harboring.
Harboring what, babe?
I don't know. I just decided I want to use harboring for a while. Women harbor. You like to harbor.
I like to harbor. All right. So she gave me explicit instructions not to say her name. And I really appreciate that. Just cut the bullshit and say, don't say my name.
Say her name real quick and you can just cut it out. I'm curious.
No, I'll just show you. It's in our email.
All right, let me see.
Mikey, don't say her
said
name.
It right now and blacked it out.
I don't feel like doing it. That's editing for me.
Oh, okay.
You don't know this one.
I do not know who that is at all.
What to say? I know we know one.
But I fuck with her heavy for giving you something to share. So I'm curious now since this is big secret.
Yeah, she said just in case you slide this in the show, don't say my name. And I'm sliding it in. All right, so.
What are we going to refer to her as, though? You got to give her a fake name.
She said, call me T.
Oh, okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because her name starts with a J.
So.
It's your turn. Okay. All right, so what did T say?
The short version of falling in love, and marrying my old cut buddy.
Wait, what?
She fell in love and married her old cut buddy.
You fell in love with your old work? Oh,
Mikey.
I remember that. Look, hey.
We met in college.
Mm-hmm.
He played football. I ran track.
Of course she did.
Right. He was a hoe in college. So was Mikey.
So
and I
didn't
trust
girls.
Him at
Hold
the...
Up.
Listen.
You ran track.
I did. I did run track. We
go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I didn't trust him at the time to be faithful. So we remained the good old friends with benefits. But my mom kept saying I was going to marry this fool. And I thought this woman has got to be high. One, he was boring, but the dick was so good. Girl. And two, he was a hoe. 7 years later. Yeah. 7 years later, though, he slid into the original DMs, Facebook chat, and said he regretted never starting a relationship with me. Boom. Married this nigga April 25th, 2015. Mm. That's one day after our anniversary.
424.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of 2016, right? 10 years after we became official cup buddies. I'll save the drama surrounding our love story for another day. Like the time I dated his former lying brother and didn't know.
Oh,
or
no.
The time I had my ex-boyfriend put his furniture together.
Oh, no.
Or his ex of 5 years knew we were sleeping together in between their breakups.
Absolutely not.
God damn.
Sorry. The fuck going on with you, Jay? T? Alright.
And she still spoke to me and follows me on social media. Hope I was some source of entertainment.
Oh, we gonna make fun of you off mic.
And she also was one of the ones who responded to your pull out question.
Oh,
she's the
okay.
one that gave you the method real quick. That one
that educated me on how to pull out, because yes. I don't understand how it works,
you know, after the fact. Yes, yes,
that's funny.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much, JT.
Wait, all right. So just for clarification.
Yes.
She fell in love with her old work?
Mikey.
You're not supposed to do that.
But she did it.
You gotta leave that
shit. And
they
going strong.
In high school.
I mean, technically, you my old work.
Nah, technically you my old work. But I love
how?
You.
How? How? Like, how?
Because I have other work.
And but oh, let's
you
put
don't
it out there.
Other.
No, let's put it out there.
You don't have other work.
Yes, I do. So wait, what does other work have to do with the fact that but
I'm
I was
your current
last
work.
Work.
I've always been your current and
but
present
I was
work.
Not your...
You still working on me. You worked what? On me last week. You gonna work on me again, Russ? But like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
worked on you? Was that last week?
I love you.
Was that last week?
You thinking too deep.
Sorry. I thought you were really trying to make a point. And you
I wasn't. I really wasn't. So, I think that is
Thank
very
you so
interesting.
Much.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
We're not the only ones out here making bad decisions.
Right. Running track.
That shit gonna last though.
Playing football.
That's a forever marriage.
It's an April marriage. Yes. Stay together.
Congratulations, JT.
All right. So, babe.
Yeah.
It's on you, home.
All right. Well, in case you hadn't noticed, the theme of this episode is
sex.
Awkward sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the phenomena that happens when you get married is that ease of trying to like have relations. It's gone.
Well, maybe not for everybody. You know, maybe this is just a negative benefit
maybe
or
is.
Negative of like living in sin, you know, in quotes, and having sex before marriage. Maybe this is why God wanted us to do it the right way.
For clarification, when we were
saying.
Younger and we had space and time, you know, we just
and
like
lust
get to it.
And hormones.
Wouldn't be no talking.
And distance.
Won't be no questions.
No. No, ain't no questions.
Everybody just knew what to do. Knew where stuff go.
Well, you ain't always know, Holmes.
I did.
No, you
I just didn't.
Didn't
always care.
Mikey.
Sometimes it was
about
me.
Don't tell me that. Don't
Sometimes
tell
it was about me.
But the rest you of the time asked it was about me you. If it moved. And I don't believe
Baby,
that.
I've been making jokes about that.
Mikey.
Forever.
You seem serious.
I love you. You got to let that go.
No, because it was really awful. Anyway.
Backstory.
Yes, backstory.
We were in bed one night.
Yes.
And Randy noticed that I was giving off sex vibes.
Yeah, so. Mikey always says how, like, our bodies, like, we contour with each other, and we do. Like,
we do.
Fit.
We fit very well together.
And when he wants to have sex, but he doesn't want to say he want to have sex,
what
his
do I
body
do?
Literally turns into a wall. You literally tense up. And all I feel is your dick. Like, it's like your whole, it's like a whole wall and then a curve. And I'm just like, in this particular night.
Baby, that's every just, night.
No.
I always go to
no,
bed.
No,
away.
It is not the same. It is
okay.
A certain type of way.
Got you.
And so feel.
Okay, go
it
ahead.
Touch the back a little different when
get
you want to have sex.
Uh-huh.
But you
it's
don't
bad.
Know how to
get,
say
get
it.
Get it off. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's good.
So we had just put Drew down.
Uh-huh.
And we're in bed. And Mikey's doing that dick touch.
You feel
back,
it in your back.
Thing. Yes,
got you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what do you do,
like,
Randy?
So I don't say shit because I'm mad. I'm mad because I know
wow.
he wants to have sex, but he doesn't want to ask me. And I'm assuming it's because he thinks I'm going to say no. And so I'm mad. So you're just going to sit here with your dick against my back.
Do you hear the shit that you were saying? You know when you play this
she
back, you got to hear your
my
words.
My therapist today, I told her. She was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Either way.
You didn't tell me. What did she say to that?
She said she wanted to know what was the follow-up. And I told her we followed up. But I told her I was
Did she tell you
I was
not ever do
petty.
That again?
No,
oh, okay.
She just looked and smiled. I had Drew with me. So, you know, we trying to just talk around the baby.
I can't do this.
So, anyway. So, I didn't say anything because I was mad because I was like, he thinks I'm going to say no. And I'm not going to tell him I want to have sex because fuck him. And, like, I was just there are other reasons why that we'll get into why I didn't say.
And this is referred to as storytelling.
Yes.
Stories that you tell yourself about what you know is happening.
In mind reading.
And it is completely false. Usually.
Oh, well,
it's usually
wrong.
Wrong. So, Randy, you had it made up in your mind that what? What was your conclusion?
That you wanted to have sex, which was true.
Mm-hmm.
That you thought I was going to say no, which was also true.
No, it wasn't.
Babe, we talked about this.
We talked about this. It wasn't that I thought you was going to say no. It was that I was tired. I didn't do anything because it was late. It wasn't that I thought you was going to say no. That wasn't the case at all. I just knew that it was really late.
He had made up these reasons as to why. I mean, what I said, like, you had all these reasons as to why you wouldn't ask, but you really did
Oh, no, I really
but
wanted to ask.
But you wanted to ask.
Man, all right, look, we had Drew in the bassinet next to the bed. She start, like, doing that, like, fake waking up thing.
Yeah, she does.
Where she make noise for 20 minutes before she actually decides she want to, like,
open her eyes.
Wink. And I was trying to play that and figure if I had more time. And then I'm just doing all this thinking. And then it ultimately
Right. She is waking up.
I made the right decision by not doing anything because Randy, she woke up as soon as I was about to come.
Yeah, I could feel
the kiss around the shoulder. Mm-mm.
She woke up. She was like, she could smell it. So anyway.
So yeah, but it wasn't. But Randy had decided and still decided just now that she just knew that I thought it was because she was going to say no. We were past that.
Well, not even just not saying no, which is, I still think that, but okay. But like, you, because you made up all these reasons as to why you shouldn't ask, is what I'm ultimately saying.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just asking, because for 20 minutes that we were sitting there, we could have been having sex before Drew woke up.
Not really.
I mean, not the sex you want to have, but it could have been some sex. Could have been something.
Something could have been had. Understand.
So the next day, we talk. Do you remember how that talk happened, Mike?
I do. I was minding my own business.
Mike.
And I was just sitting there and I was having a kind conversation with my wife. And for any men out there that's listening right now, I know that you will feel what it is that I'm about to say. And ladies, I need you to hear what I say when I say these next words. Randy decided to pull out a pistol that I did not know that she owned, and she shot really, really hard in like really sensitive areas. And she said these words, and this shit felt like I was dying. You remember Jay-Z in the 99 Problems video where he was in front of the church and just got like lit up?
Vaguely.
Yeah, that happened. Randy
you didn't
said,
tell me that's how you felt.
Randy said to me, her words, we don't have a good sexual relationship.
Now, back up. Clarification. We have really good sex. And I know that when people say that, they probably don't, but we do. And we've had really good sex for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lead up to the really good sex
that
is not really good. And I feel like we kind of put some like false, I don't even know, things out here on the podcast because we do talk about sex. But we don't ever, we haven't really addressed the awkwardness that we've had over the years with trying to get it started.
No.
Because we don't have practice. And this is what my conclusion was.
Because we don't have practice with the lead up.
Talking about sex. Because back in the day, you were in high school, you ain't got no job, you ain't got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
you know,
Friday.
What time it is. The thing is, that's been my mood my whole life.
But listen,
I didn't really think that was going to change when we got married or when we started living together.
There's just lust and hormones. And in college, we were long distance. So when you see each other, we've been talking for a few weeks. Now
I'm still lusty, though.
You know what?
What
am I saying? What I'm saying is we have really good practice with, let's just like get like passion, hormones, but we don't have practice with, it's a normal last day. We've had like this normal traditional work day. We've been with each other all day. When are we having sex?
But the thing is,
so
it's just kind of like common knowledge that when
sex?
You feel a penis in your back, you like,
Mike,
sit on it.
Feeling a penis. Do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this mess?
Mike, I know a lot of women that would agree.
Feeling a penis in my back is the equivalent of getting a dick pic unwarranted.
That's not true. I'm your husband.
It's still a dick pic unwarranted.
You wouldn't want an unwarranted dick pic from me?
I've told you I do not. I prefer other parts of your body. I want to see your whole.
No, you don't. You don't want to see all of
this
body.
Yes, I do.
Anymore.
Just because you don't want to see it, don't project that shit on me.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm talking about myself.
I want you to send me pictures, but not of your dick. There could be anybody's dick. I know it's your dick, but you know what I mean. Don't send me unwarranted. That's what the dick back feeling. Don't do that.
Okay, so that's what it feels like to you.
That's what it is to me.
Okay, to you. Got you.
Who wants to feel that on their back?
People.
Not me.
You don't like it on your back?
I'm not doing. Listen to me, sir.
Yes,
you
ain't
about to get me caught.
Okay. I'm not.
We
I
got
am.
An episode to record.
Yes, ma'am.
So back to this.
Okay.
Where were we?
The effects of a long distance relationship.
Right. And so I told him I don't think we have a good sexual relationship in that sense. Because it's just I'm like, this is, we've been together too long for this to still be the problem that it is, and I'm ready to confront it for real. Because I was on my break. I didn't watch this Brene Brown special about being courageous. I want to be vulnerable with you. And this is something that we've been like not being vulnerable with.
And again, I think that the issue here was long distance. You talk about everything, every single thing, all day, every day, for all the days that you're
because
not together.
Because there's nothing else
talk
to do.
Talk about every single little thing. That's how you get to know each other. You learn likes, dislikes, habits, fucking allergies. Like you discuss it all. But the one thing you're not talking about is like, hey, when I see you, I can't wait to initiate sex by walking up to you and saying, hey, would you like to do something?
Right.
When I see, it's just, it's with us, it was, you know, it was just like an on-site thing. Like, you know what it was.
Yeah,
you, know what
you it was go in a room, close the door, you put
everybody
the sign
needs
up,
to get out.
Everybody. Don't, I'll see you at dinner.
I'll leave the Tims outside the room. So they're aware of what's happening.
Oh, Mikey's here. Yeah.
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 But that's not the case that's anymore. When you, so we have to... Our communication, as strong as it is in other areas,
it's
y'all, this is actually
yet.
Like for real, like an actual challenge.
Yeah, it's hard. And we talked about why it's hard. So for me, I just feel really awkward. Now, while I haven't had sex with you since I was 17, it's been a long, long time. It still is like, you might be with a lot of people. Okay. You're a lot of people.
I have not been with a lot of people in the context of you, the way you just said a lot.
You always say that.
Huh?
I know you don't, we have the same argument. I know you don't think that you've been with a lot of people.
I have not been with a lot of people in that way. What's a lot? Because you never come with a number.
Right, because who can count? Who can count?
What are you saying?
That I love you.
Okay.
You know, I was on Instagram and somebody was like, happy anniversary. Make sure you tell each other you love each other. Well, Mikey always says it. And I always say it too. So you know what? I love you.
Huh. Shout out to the person that left that comment. You a real one. I know you probably gonna hit this episode, my
she
nigga.
Is.
Like, no, please comment and be
do.
Like, it was me. Say, okay. Mikey, it was me, and I'm gonna like salute you in
I'ma
the comments.
Just, I'll screen. I'll show you who you didn't. You never look really.
I always
unless
look.
I tell you to.
No,
go back
I always look.
You missed this one because you would have seen it. You would have shown me
because, MVP
because of like right.
So yes, I love you more than you love me, and you were saying that.
I was saying that. I just feel. So I'm realizing that, and this is getting into other episodes that we have, but I have a vulnerability issue still.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. I don't know, Mike. It's just, I feel awkward trying to tell you that I want it or even just receiving. I can't explain it.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Let me try.
Okay.
I don't know how to tell you. I don't know how to explain it to you. This
well,
is
let me
about.
Tell you where I'm coming from then and let's see if you can like respond back with it.
Okay.
I always thought that sex, cause to me, it just wasn't one of those things that you talk about, whether we were long distance or not. It was just one of those things that like, it's just this thing that you have between you and this person where like, y'all kind of get it. And there's just a vibe, for lack of a better word.
It's a vibe. I knew he was gonna say
and when
that
you
shit.
Catch the vibe, you go with the vibes and then it's a vibe. Like, well, you know, like that's just.
Okay. This is helping me.
Good.
So this is where the vibe gets complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that I am a mother.
Yes.
And I am breastfeeding and staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
With your child.
Our child.
Uh-huh. Our baby. Yeah, she's my baby too. But mm-hmm. you know, she's your baby tonight.
Danielle.
So I am in service all day. I'm in service all day, I feel like. And I nurse her exclusively. And so when you come home, what would normally be a vibe to have sex, for me is like, I like to just be held. I like something that doesn't require me to do work.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you say, I always end up doing some work.
Some, yes. You do always
like,
end
I'm
up doing
some.
I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Your words.
Sex is good. And I end up, and it's and like once you end it, I've never regretted having sex.
Nope.
But there are some times I just want to be held or I just want to lay up with you and
which
give myself
fair.
A break. And so that's where the vibe to me, at least lately, it's like blurred.
And our conversation ended up leading into that. And we talked about
like
that.
It
and
seemed,
I,
Yes, sorry.
Because Randy didn't believe that I wanted the same. You were saying that you think that all I want is
sex intimacy and not non-sex intimacy. And I just feel like you don't even want to you only want to touch me if you want to fuck me. And I just don't you want to give me a hug?
You ain't asked me that. Because if you would have asked me that.
And you ain't said that. Come here, let me just hold you.
When did you say, baby, just hold me?
When did you just offer?
When did you ask? You see how communication breaks down, people? Somebody got to go first. If I'm not in the space to think about it, but you are in that space where you're thinking about it.
Well, that's where the concern. Yes, you're right.
We have to vocalize
those things. That's a vulnerability thing. It's not easy for me to, and this is what I talked about today with my therapist. It's not easy for me. I'm learning to accept being taken care of, because essentially that's what's happening right now, at least in the sense of me not being able to provide financially in the way that I always thought I would be right now in this moment of my life. You know, I've been working since I was 14. And to be not working traditionally, is impacting me.
Yeah.
And it's spewing out into other facets of my life.
Including, I know exactly how that feels.
Right. Of course you get it. Including sex, or just being able, just vocalizing that I want to be taken care of, but not necessarily sexually. But to me, it feels like that's, or before we talk, that's all you wanted. And so it's weird. It's been hard for me to be like, hey, I don't, you expect rejection, but it's not rejection to me. It's just like, hey, can we actually can I have a moment where I can just lay down with you? You know, instead of being laid
really
down
deep
on you
at one point.
On my stomach, you know, and things.
Huh?
Nothing. You know?
Can you didn't want to lay it on
can
you?
I just lay down?
You can. I have no problem doing that. All right. So when I heard this, I immediately stopped Randy, in a respectful way. I'm like, hey, I have to interject here.
Yes.
Because you're wrong. Those same days when we were younger, before we were having sex, I'm awful laying up. I'm sappy like that.
Yeah.
I'm emotional like that. When it comes to you, I just am. I'm that guy. I could lay up with you all day.
I know.
We don't need to just have sex. I didn't know that's something that you were looking for. And to be honest, it wasn't my first thought, but it's always a thought. I ain't feeling too attractive out here. You know, I'm having my own struggles and issues from those same reasons that you said. I don't feel like I'm in the right space that I thought I would be mentally or anything right now. I had expectations on, you know, how I thought I would be. And I'm not feeling all that confident these days. And my girl ain't really hitting me with the, ooh, come lay up with me real quick. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm wanted in that way. But, you know, shit, maybe I can get a 5-minute quickie in if we can find time to have sex. Or any time for each other at all. I just know that when we do get into that, as you said, that's fun for you. And you enjoy it. And I enjoy it. And we kind of feel like how we used to feel. But when we talked about that, I felt really, really bad. Because you were 100% right. We do not have a good sexual relationship when it comes to having those conversations on the front end. It usually takes something building up for a while for us to come to a conclusion or to some agreement where we move forward and we finally are at peace with something. And this should happen every 2-3 years.
Right. And I mean, and also I learned to there are things I don't say to you because I literally assume that you know them. I don't walk around saying how good you look. Because why wouldn't you know that you look good?
Because I don't look good. And you're insane.
But you do.
Okay. To you.
But you do.
Okay.
Look good.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't say it. I didn't realize that you needed to hear that. At least from your wife. Because I'm just oh, but he do. I'm just saying.
That's the only person I want to hear from. And the only person I ever hear from.
I mean, only because people know I'm crazy. And if they don't,
that's not the reason why. It's because I'm not appealing.
You are.
Okay. As I was saying.
And I want to have sex with you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I do. What is that? Mm-hmm.
No, that was just me scratching the back
of
my head.
Was it?
Yes.
Because it was timely with the fact that we talking about how you always think I'm going to reject you. I do want to have sex with you. I did not get back on birth control to be having sex once a week.
Uh-huh.
We can go to condoms for that. Or the fucking pull-out method like everybody been telling us to do for that.
But we know that that won't work.
Either way, I'm not taking an everyday pill for some timey sex. You talking about your lap is danceless. I'm dickless. And this doesn't make no sense. Mm. I do want you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I want you.
Gotcha.
But I also want non-sex intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I also want us to be able to say that. And I want to get to a space. And I feel like we are getting there, especially after that talk, where I can say no or I don't even say no. I haven't even said no since that talk. But like, I can say like, I want some non-sex intimacy and you not like be feeling rejected. Cause that's not what it is for me.
No.
Is that, does this make sense?
It makes sense to me.
I feel like you want to say things.
No, it's just that I think just before, again, my thing was always also just about timing. If you hear enough or back to back, can we just do this instead when you've been propositioned for, you know, sexual intimacy, it right. does feel like rejection. It starts to feel like, well, you know, like, damn, like, is she ever going to
want sex
at any point? Ever. Because I'm like good at that. I'm good at a whole bunch of things. Like, can we like, let's just want to do something I'm good at? Because I haven't been really good at any other aspect of my life.
You are really good at a lot of things.
I'll be feeling like that's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm sorry. This is you didn't bring this up when we talked.
I didn't think about it until just now. It's just, well, it's a thing. What?
I love you. I want you to like yourself because you're so cool.
I like myself sometimes.
But like, I'm also not trying to minimize how you're feeling. Feel how you feel. But like, also stop. But like, also feel how you feel.
I hear you.
But I know that's easier said than done.
No.
We got our shit.
When you start telling me to do stuff, I can do something.
I know, Mike, but I don't want you to just do it because I told you. I want you to do it because you feel it.
Well, everybody needs to be inspired in some kind of way. And I don't really talk to nobody else about this shit. And no male friends like that. You know, I don't have no female friends at all in any capacity.
Why do you? Okay. Let's just. What?
I have to announce that.
Why?
Because you, I gotta let people know. Friends. If anybody trying to be my friend, and
my
you're
friends
female,
are your
no,
friends.
That's different.
How?
Because they're my friends, but it's different.
But they're girls. So
but
you
they
do
like
have
my
friends.
Sister cousins.
They're still female friends.
Yeah, but it's not like.
Why don't you have female friends, sir?
Because it's dangerous.
Why is it dangerous, sir?
Because something wrong with y'all. Y'all lose sight of what was supposed to happen and y'all start catching feelings that wasn't thrown. And
nigga, whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
You be throwing feelings.
I don't be
this
throwing shit.
Had to get you.
I just be nice. I be nice and it just brings all these problems. Like, oh, he's so kind. Maybe he'll cheat. Like, no, that's not. That's not the case.
I'm sorry.
He really just like my girl. But she dark skinned.
What? You know what?
What? Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you're so much. You are so much.
I am only joking.
You don't
However,
have female friends because you don't have female friends. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Okay. Do you believe that? Do you sincerely believe that?
Do you not?
No. That's not why I don't have female friends. I don't like to make attachments with women. I won't say female friends. For the simple fact that I am attached to one woman. And it starts to... You start to welcome in certain shit when you move a certain way. I don't even know who I can like use as an example of this. Like, can you imagine if Future didn't have a whole bunch of like female friends while he was like with one girl? If he just had that energy and time and gave that to one woman and treated like one woman right?
Yeah.
That's just
I mean, no,
me.
I can't really imagine because Future is Future, but yes.
Because there are a lot of women who are attractive. There are a lot of women who are going through some stuff, who want to talk, who have great minds and want to share thoughts. And like,
you want to have sex all the time.
Yeah. And I don't want to give any of them the time of day in any capacity at all. Like, I just don't want to welcome that because I have chosen to be with one woman. I've chosen monogamy. I've chosen to give all of my energy to you in that sense. And while I am friendly, quote unquote, with, you know, some of the people who I've worked with in the past and people who I've known for a very long time, there's no like everyday communication. There's no constant texting back and forth. There's no tell me all about your day. There's no go ahead and break down all the stressors of like what's like. There's none of that. There's that closeness only exists between you and I for a reason.
And so you've
very purposeful about that.
Not to have female friends.
Yeah.
Women friends.
Yeah. I see what happens when you do. And more often than not, a man will slip up. One thing led to another. And I cheated on you while you was pregnant on your birthday.
Mikey.
What? Stop. That shit happened like 6 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. Who else? Like, it was a whole bunch of people.
It was like, it's like a cult.
In a 3-month span. Anyway, I ain't trying to be one of them niggas.
Okay. I just want to clear that up.
Yeah.
You need to put that on me.
But it is about you.
But it ain't on me.
It's not on you. No, you haven't explicitly told me.
No friends.
No friends. You have not. You just look at me away.
I don't.
When I'd be like, ooh, that person looks like a nice person.
That's not what I
fuck
do.
Out of here.
That's not what I
anyway,
do at all.
I have no problem. I welcome non-sex intimacy. I like holding you, rubbing on your thighs. just letting you like fall asleep on my chest. That like does something for
me.
We
used to do that, yeah, back in the day.
And then bussing. And
but I hear you. I don't want to get too much into like the, for no to really be like a, or for like non-sex intimacy, asking for that to slick be like a passive no. I hear you.
But you have been following that up with, okay, now we can have sex intimacy, which yes. has been really, it's funny, but it's also like nice. Like,
because yeah, I don't know how, because we don't have any practice like it. Talking about this. So I was like, okay, let's do it now.
Yo, anybody listening, if you have any type of way that we could do
a smoother transaction. What's a sexy way to be like, let's have sex while you're sober, okay? When I'm drunk, I know all these things, but like, how do you do this sober?
Yeah, man. Why we can't just always be drunk all? Well, you got it. We can't. We got a kid.
And we have alcoholism on both sides of our family.
Is it really, though?
It is, sir.
Name one person.
That's what, Mike?
That's an alcoholic in either of our that was funny for a couple of reasons.
So anyway.
So what was our conclusion? What did we come to?
We concluded that we gonna have sex. Because, let me tell you something. Okay? I'm really proud of this body. And sex really after pregnancy? Body.
Oh, it's a little different.
Oh my. Like,
yeah, anybody out there considering having really good sex, go ahead and knock her up first. As soon as that baby gets out the way, grows up to be about 2 months.
Like, we've always had good sex. But like, oh my. Feel it's it. Just like it's different.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Like, it's different. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because we went so long without it and I wasn't really comfortable having sex when I was pregnant. Because, Mikey, open your eyes.
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, I couldn't breathe and I couldn't lay on my stomach and I couldn't lay anywhere, you know.
I should lay everywhere, all over the place. Randy's just nasty. Anyway.
And.
Yeah. It's different.
It's different. So, I want to have sex and I want to have more sex than I did before this baby without getting a baby, another baby, at least for the next few years. And I don't want to have the issues we had before Drew, after Drew, because we've been through too much.
Also, this is a stupid problem to have.
I know.
Like, when you really think about it, this is idiotic.
It's silly as hell.
Y'all can't start sex?
I know. But here we are. Here we be, not knowing how to tell each other, I want to have sex.
So Randy, being the researcher that she is, came across an article that led her to
this challenge. The Baby Center app, and it came up like sex after baby or something like that. And in the article, they were talking about the couple that did the 101 days of sex, and they talked about like how it went for them and how they had to do it on day. They had to do it without any, like, what's the word? Break. Like, no excuses. They had to have sex. They went 101 days straight. And they were in their 40s. They had 2 kids already. And, like,
101 days?
101.
Jesus Christ.
They suggested that couples who try this start way lower. Because it was hard to go in and do 100.
That's a lot of days. Randy used to track. I used to keep up with how many times we had sex, like, in a year when we were younger.
I track it all the time.
What's our average? Mind you, there's 365 days.
I had
in
to
the
back
year.
Up the app because
I am pretty sure that
I don't even know if it's still in here.
We batting 500.
A what? A year?
No, like that. It just means like 50%, which is like good, kinda. I guess.
Well,
never really understood. Baseball.
In the last 12 months.
Okay. What's the number, babe? I'm about to be sad. I don't like your face.
I know. It breaks it up between sex and orgasms. So, because I track, sometimes I'd be like, that was a 6. No, but I'm playing. I'm not playing, but like, that's not often. That only happened that one time you fell asleep. last year we have. Wait, Mike, but
it's okay, babe.
No, it's tracking from March 2018. But I got pregnant around that time. So anyway, it backed up. I don't know if it backed up everything. It says last 12 months we had. I don't think this is right, babe.
What's the number?
It says 25. But that's not right.
That might
well,
be
it's
right.
Counting from... Mike, we had no... Mike, shut up.
It might
up.
Be right.
Mike.
It might be.
We did not have sex 25 times in 2018. Because that whole depression of the first baby, we was having a lot of sex. But I switched phones.
It was just intense. Maybe it wasn't that frequent.
This isn't an Android. This is an iPhone. And I don't think it backed up.
Maybe it didn't.
Because this don't make no sense.
The point is, Randy was keeping track of it, and it was, I think it was very frequent.
It was.
So she found a challenge, and we are going to try it.
We're going to try it, but on a very low scale.
150?
We're going to go for 21 days of sex.
21 days. But we got to beat their record.
They said start slow. And I think we should.
I can start slow.
Especially because I don't know when my cycle is going to start back. And I'd hate for us to be doing a challenge and to do. And I know you into that nasty shit, but...
I just wasn't aware that we were taking shots at each other.
I am not, sir.
In the way that you are actively shooting.
All I'm saying is...
There's an active shooter in my home. And it hurts
so
me.
I know at least for the next 21 days I won't be in my cycle.
Someone please call 911.
So we are going to start the challenge. What day, babe?
Tell them I've just been shot
what
down.
What day?
And the bullets?
Mikey.
In my heart. And it's piercing.
You don't want to sleep.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You don't want to sleep.
Yes. What was you saying?
What day are we starting this sex challenge?
We are starting the sex challenge on the 21st of May.
Yes. And then after our 21 days, we're going to come back with an episode about it.
And we'll give you all an update. So, obviously, mom, don't listen to them.
We're waiting till the 21st. Why?
Because that's our number.
Yeah.
And because daddy got to heal up and get ready. Got to stretch. Got to try to lose a little bit of weight.
And 21 in 10 days?
Yep. Going to do some yoga.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm probably burn maybe 10 pounds within this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pound a day.
Pound a day.
Yep, yep.
Mm. So, our resolution is to have non-sex intimacy and sex intimacy.
Yes. And maybe awkward is kind of like something we can lean into.
Yeah.
Because it was still cute when you said, all right, no, let's have some.
I was like, what did I say?
I don't remember that.
I was like, all right.
I went sex intimacy. I was like, thank you.
He was like, that a girl. What did you say? There you go. I was like, what? You know, I'll take it. Like, Randy, don't think too hard about it. You about to get some hit. Let him just say what he want. Do what he want. Drew's still asleep. Lean in.
We go lean into the awkward. However, we are still open to any and all.
Yeah, so our engagement is couples who have sex. How do y'all have conversations about it?
And couples who don't.
Because my therapist said stop talking. She said stop it.
And that's where I'm at.
She said stop talking. And I'm all about stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want my non-sex intimacy.
We'll talk about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we talk about all of it. It's fine. So share.
Yes.
Share. Help. Help us.
We're just going to lean into this awkwardness, like you said. I'd like that, babe.
Just lean into it.
I can't wait till we talk about this break. And actually, we're back early, a week early.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to start recording until a little
next
later.
Week.
But I miss people.
And I did, too. I got back, and I was like, let's do it. Let's just put an episode out. So, technically, y'all, this episode is not late. It's early. Okay?
So whoever that was in the comments, talk about some, I just expect my episode on Sunday or Monday.
Or Tuesday. It was so sweet. She was real kind about it.
It was also hilariously true.
It is. But this is early.
That's why I fuck with you.
This is early.
It is.
Because y'all weren't supposed to get this to the 19th. Okay? All right. So, babe, fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
What's your fight?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fight with you about this, but we just fixed this yesterday, so I'm kind of like...
What?
I'm kind of off it. I'm a little off it.
You got the right tours down, sir.
I was prepared. I had it written down.
What is it?
And I was going to come for you. But last night, you turned the lamp off.
Mikey, huh? It's not me. It's your daughter.
I know. So my fight is with both of y'all.
What's your fight, Mike?
All right. So... We have a lamp in our room
mm-hmm.
that is conveniently located on my side of the room where it lights up the entire side of my side of the room. And you all get this
shadow,
this backlight, you know, but the main light reaches me, you know, and I'm one of those people who going to sleep. I love when the TV's on, you know, that little glow from.
I hate that.
Sherlock Holmes, or Iron Man 2 as you fall asleep. It's like a beautiful thing. It's very it's calming.
I don't know why. Yes.
The Matrix.
Yes.
On the way to bed. However, this light is bright as all hell.
It's not bright.
It's bright. We live in a basement. Everything's bright. So this light has not turned off ever.
That's not true.
It don't turn off.
It hasn't turned off since we had Drew.
So ever. Has there been a time before her? I don't remember.
Yeah, right. What were we doing before her?
What's sleep?
Right.
So Drew does not like the dark.
She doesn't.
She don't hate it. But she don't like it.
I don't know.
She
it's
needs
so
some
weird.
Type of light. Anyway, I like to sleep.
I know.
Whenever we can try to get some, just a little bit.
I sleep fine.
Remember what it was like falling asleep in the dark?
I don't.
I do.
Because I used to have to need a nightlight for a long time. And I think that's what you got it from. Like, I was using a nightlight until we moved in together.
Because, and growing up, the street light was always right. outside
so
my
the
window.
Light,
and
yeah.
I love leaving the blinds open and letting the street
light
in.
We got our first apartment and we had that light on the soccer field.
Even before that.
No, I mean, I stopped using night lights because we moved in together and we had that room where the light came in.
Yeah, it was right next to the light, so there was no need for it.
So I think
but
this is, yeah.
That's like distant light. Imagine having that outside light in your house.
Well, we're in the basement, like you said, and we don't have a window in our room. And so there is no street light.
What happened?
Your daughter
wanted
a light.
Last night, I went and unscrewed some light bulbs to make it dark in certain areas of the room. And we plugged in one lamp next to her crib, and then we finally turned off the damn lamp.
And it does make a difference.
It was.
And Drew gets her light and her fan because this baby like to be cold, y'all. I before y'all get in these comments, don't. She like to be cold.
It's a West Indian baby. She run hot.
And she want that light and that fan.
But my fight was about this damn lamp. I just wanted it off. It done burned through three bulbs already.
No, it ain't.
It did.
Did it?
Yes,
I just thought that it was
I just changed the bulb a couple weeks ago.
I thought that it was just a one.
No,
I was like, this is a strong light bulb.
I have been keeping it up because I know y'all need it.
She needs it.
To torture me, y'all. But the lamp off. So damn it, you get a free pass.
Thank you.
Today.
From Fight or Flight. I appreciate it.
I have no qualms with
you. Well, before, if this wasn't resolved, I'd fight you.
About what?
This fight.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why would you fight me?
Because we turn that lamp off, and then you get to crawling under the covers and humming to yourself. But as long as that lamp is
Brandy,
on,
that shit happened
you
once.
Sleep.
It happened once. You got to let that go. That was a rough night. And I had to get up or I was getting kicked out this damn program.
No, you weren't. Stop
I being. Was.
You
I'm
had three
being,
absences.
And that shit
that was
going to run me.
No, it wasn't, Mike. You are currently only at two. And that's because of three tardies.
And the reason for that being is because I am extremely focused on making sure I actually get there on time.
Either way, lamp off, you under the covers. So.
The covers don't work.
Lamp on.
Sometimes I don't breathe under there. I'd like to be outside of the covers.
You don't breathe under the covers? You get on me about saying I can't breathe under the covers?
That's because as soon as I cover your face up and flip you over and put your face in the cover, you'd be like, I can't breathe. Shut up.
I can't breathe.
Find a hole. And get. Anyway. Randy just died. I love you.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're idiot. But I love you.
I love you.
No
All
fight
right.
for me today.
Fine. PDA. Oh,
you
it's me first.
First.
So, Mother's Day just passed. And I'm not going to cry because I cried yesterday. And you're not going to get me, sir, because I'm a thug.
Oh, man, you cried like 20 times. It was beautiful.
I did. I did cry a lot yesterday.
Emo
Good,
ass.
Happy tears.
Oh, they were. They were.
So Mother's Day was great. Great recovery. If you don't know what I'm talking about, episode 11, I think, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was 11.
You
a bad
just
day not
jumped
to be.
Out there with a number, I believe
I
you.
Really think it was 11. Last year's Mother's Day was really, really bad. I really thought I was going to die last year.
A bad day not to be pregnant.
Pregnant, yes. Yeah. I really thought I was going to die. I was like, oh, okay, this is how I go out. And I'm just like waiting for my time to happen. But like Lauren London said, God is alive, y'all. And this Mother's Day, we got Drew. And it was just very happy. And Saturday, I had a girl's day with my sister, and Mikey had the baby all day. And it was his first time staying with her all day. And there's an episode about that coming. And I just had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. And you did really well. And I felt very loved and appreciated. And thank you for this baby. And thank you for Mother's Day.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you. Your PDA.
Yeah. Well, mine is actually off Mother's Day, too.
Okay.
Again, last year, this day was a very hard day for you. It was a very hard couple of months for you. We spent a lot of time planning and talking about what we would do with this child and dreams we had and plans and all our excitement and how everything just kind of crashed was very hard.
Right.
And my attempt to lift you up of that and maybe help myself a little bit too, because I was also spiraling.
Right.
And actively trying to avoid drinking and smoking or anything else to any avoidance that I could, you know, find to kind of numb whatever I was dealing with. Because addictive personalities do run in my family.
Right.
And I really just wanted to try to pick you up, and I failed so miserably in doing so. I really did.
It's okay.
I spent a year thinking about what I would do if I was given another chance to have a first Mother's Day over. And all I could think about was what I could do to lift something off of you while lifting you up. And I really enjoyed seeing you smile and seeing you cry and actually admit that you were happy on Mother's Day. It did something to me. You deserve to feel joy. You are deserving of joy. And I love that you get that. No matter how tired you are, because I know you're tired.
Yes.
No matter how beat you are, how upset you are that you hadn't been able to shower.
I got to do better, though, because she always on me.
Or that you hadn't been able to, like, put up some laundry or, like, do something.
Something.
Looking at you with your daughter is amazing. It is. You love the hell out of that child.
I do.
And it's so interesting to watch. Because it feels like it was just yesterday you were 15.
I know.
And we was kids and we was just, like, talking.
And I was skinny. I was running track. Being a hoe.
You were loose.
Just for you. All right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I love you.
I love you too.
And I'm really glad that you enjoyed your day. And I look forward to all of the Mother's Days for me to be ignorant. Because next Mother's Day, I got to one up this one.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I do. Next Mother's Day, I'm going to have money. It's going to be different.
I really like the intimate touch with this. It was just, you know, it was just.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, I'm not going to like take that away from you. I'll accept it. It's Mother's Day. Shit. But I'm just letting you know that I think that you did really well with this one. And I know that you got your own thoughts about money and all of that. And not to minimize that. But mm-hmm. what you did do was perfect.
I'm not saying I'm going to flood you with gifts. I'm saying I'm going to make you emotional, in Spain.
Flooding is fine. Right. If you want to flood with gifts, who am I?
No. You get no new wedding ring. I'm not Jay-Z. I didn't fuck up the first one.
You know, you didn't.
No. But, you know, we're going to experience some stuff. I'm just really glad that you got this. Like this.
Yeah, it was really great. And Drew just, y'all, took all the selfies. She looked right at the camera. She going to be seen, okay?
She's I love so my cute. Baby. She really is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Call to action.
It's what you me. Got for us, babe?
So be sure to check out our website, y'all. Black Millennial Marriage. Oh, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Yeah. That's getting an update soon because, y'all, Mikey is learning real life things.
Woo!
And he about to get this website.
Yes. I don't want to put a date to it, but our website is actually going to become very interactive really soon.
Yeah.
There will be interactive polls, some things that you can do. We'll put some secret stuff in there for discounts that will be used for our eventual shop.
Keep us in our prayers, y'all. We're working.
We are trying to make some stuff happen. But yes, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Yes,
where can they find us, baby?
We are on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Castbox, any of your favorite podcast
out that shit
except SoundCloud.
Yeah, we're not on SoundCloud. We might be on SoundCloud.
Be on SoundCloud.
Check SoundCloud.
Anyway, if you aren't a member yet and want to be part of the family, check out all the content we are creating on Patreon.com/Black Millennial Marriage.
Or you can go to www.patreon.com and search Black Millennial Marriage. And we will show up.
Yeah, and if you don't have the coins, but you like us and would like to help us out, be sure to rate us everywhere you listen, but especially on iTunes.
And make sure that when you rate us,
it's only 5 stars.
Or if else.
You don't think we are 5-star worthy.
Tell us outside of the comment section. Yeah.
And go find another marriage podcast because there are many.
There are.
And there's one for everybody.
And if this one ain't for you, you're lost.
Mikey, stop.
I'm not. It is. Could we cool as fuck?
Only 5 stars, please.
Yes.
Comment and share. It really does help us out.
It does.
And it gives us things to like talk about and like, you know.
Because we want to grow.
And do things. Mikey.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
_ the Chapmans. Each production knows, y'all, this thing still says Black Millennial Marriage. And we just know to say Black Millennial Marriage.
What are you talking
Podcast.
About? It says _ the Chapmans.
For Facebook, what does it say?
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
It don't say. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that number is. Yeah, I'm going to cut you off every time. Just let me live. 770-750-4098.
You close us out, babe.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it, I dig it, I dig it. You dig it. I dig it, I dig it, I dig it. You dig it.
dig it. I dug it with good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what soap is. I'm sipping Tylenol.